This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Theocracies Then and Now, Here and There. Recently, I was somewhat horrified to read about the actions taken unanimously by the Indonesian Parliament. The Organizers Forum had taken a delegation there in 2005 and met with amazing groups, organizing among the urban poor and lower-income workers. We especially were impressed that so many of the organizations were directed by young women in this country with the largest Islamic population in the world at the time. Now the Parliament had revised the penal code by criminalizing sex outside of marriage for citizens as well as foreigners, prohibiting the promotion of contraception, and banning defamation of the president and state institutions. The new code also expands an existing blasphemy law and maintains a five-year prison term for deviations from the central tenets of Indonesia's six recognized religions: Islam, Protestantism, Catholicism, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Confucianism. My immediate reaction was to recoil at how draconian these measures were. Certainly, we see the extremes of theocratically aligned governments in Iran, Israel, and the Middle East, some being met with extensive protests now. These divisions rend the fabric of the United States as well, pitting state against state on everything from abortion to women's rights to the interests of some on the right wing and arguing that we need to declare ourselves a Christian nation and a driven majority in a Supreme Court that seems to want to impose a similar will on the nation. Our knee-jerk reaction, though, is always, okay, all that is terrible and we've got problems, but at least we'd never go that far. Wrong. We've been that far, and we were for quite a long time. I was caught short as I read a recent book, The Ruin of All Witches, Life and Death in a New World by Malcolm Gaskill. I'm not a witch guy, but I'd noticed that this bit of history was centered around Springfield, Massachusetts. Having been a welfare rights organizer there in 1969 and 70, it caught my eye, and what the heck? I'll read it on Kindle, flying up and back to Canada. The book was around the founding years of Springfield and what became the neighboring towns of Longmeadow and Holyoke, all places I knew well. Yes, a lot of the book is about how ultra-religious people were, even though Springfield was not settled by the Puritans, but as part of economic expansion west. Nonetheless, the laws were part and parcel to Indonesia. Adultery was a capital offense in Massachusetts, and the state killed people for it. Church attendance was pretty much mandatory. Almost any misfortune from crop failure, too much rain, a dead cow, bad milk, or deaths in the family could be blamed on neighbors as ungodly or being possessed and acting as witches, man or woman, but mainly women. Gaskill doesn't take his foot off the pedals either. This went on for more than a minute from the mid-1600s until the 1730s. Many more were accused and were convicted and killed, but even the accusation in a theocracy could be fatal to families and their future. In the epilogue, Gaskill, visiting the archives, walks through modern Springfield looking to find the plot lines of the properties of the city's founder and those accused, and although he tries to modify his disregard, what he sees now is often less than pretty. Maybe, even as we are quick to judge, we might be in a better position, to make our case by admitting that we've also been there and done that, and it didn't work out as well. We're definitely not in any position to act holier than thou. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.